The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for the entertainment page. I'm doing it because EB is probably getting his mouth drilled into right now. He's having another root canal. I mean, I just don't know how many that is for
him. He has one a week, it seems like.
Best of luck to him. The EP is brought to you by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWFairfax.com.
Dot com.
Bad news for Jay-Z. Jay-Z denies allegations he sexually assaulted a 13-year-old in 2000 with Sean Diddy Combs. A woman who alleges she was sexually assaulted by Diddy has amended her lawsuit to include allegations she was also assaulted by Jay-Z at the same party.
Wow.
The lawsuit was initially filed against Combs in October, but on Sunday, the woman added Sean Carter, the rapper and businessman known as Jay-Z, as a defendant in the civil lawsuit. He's the first celebrity to be accused of sexual assault in connection to Combs.
I mean, this was 24 years ago. So this woman's almost 40. I wonder why she excluded him in the first place.
Don't know that. But in a statement addressed to CNN, Carter called the allegations, quote, so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Whomever would commit such a crime against a minor should be locked away. Would you not agree?
Drabby, his name comes up a lot when these stories come out about Diddy. I'm hearing Jay-Z's name come out a lot.
Yeah.
Not sure what he's done, if he's done anything, but his name's out there attached to Diddy.
Yeah, you don't want to be mentioned in the same breath as Diddy.
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, they used to hang out a lot back in the day, and Jay-Z's been at a lot of those parties. But again, you hate to make those accusations against somebody without a lot of proof. I mean, but did you see that Tony Busby is the one leading this case?
Oh, he is.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And Tony Busby.
Hold on. We had him on the show.
Tony Busby was on the show. He was representing the women on the Brandon McManus fight.
That's right.
He's done some massive big cases over
the years. Big times, yeah. So he's involved. He's defending this woman.
Yep. This anonymous woman.
Man, 24 years, though. Oh, speaking of bad people, they still have not caught the shooter in New York. And apparently, you know, we didn't know what was going on.
Right.
We thought maybe he was just kind of hanging out in New York. He changed outfits, and then he's checked into another hostel or something.
Right.
But he went right to the Port Authority and jumped on a bus and went south. Who knows if he went back to Atlanta, because apparently that's where he first came from. So he could be anywhere. Now, maybe the authorities know a lot more than they're telling the media, but he got on a bus probably, 45 minutes after he shot Thompson. And went south.
So I should have bet that he wouldn't get caught. I had a vibe he was going to slink out and not get caught over the weekend. But I wasn't willing to bet on it.
I thought there was so much information out there. And if he was still in New York, someone was going to spot him. But he didn't spend any time in New York. He went right on a bus and went south. So he could be anywhere.
Doesn't this guy have any friends? How can nobody recognize him with that taxi cab photo that came out?
I know.
It's in 4K. Well, busted in 4K. How do they not know him?
That's incredible that they got that photo. But not just that one. The one where he's smiling in the hostel when he's the woman said, pull your mask down. Yeah, I need to see you.
He's risen up a girl.
Yeah. I mean, someone's got to know who that guy is. Unless he's just a loner and no one knows him.
But even loners have parents and aunts and uncles.
Right. People that know them, that can identify them.
I'm just wondering if they know who he is, but they just don't want to tell the media yet because they don't want him to think that.
Can somebody just rat him out, please? Can somebody just...
They've got to have some information.
Have they upped the reward? Is the reward still at a paltry $10K?
No, $50,000. It was added to it. So I think it's 60.
Okay.
But it should be... United Healthcare should put up about $2
million. I agree.
Yeah.
Sweeten the pot.
But, man, he's no longer in New York. He went south somewhere.
Bailed.
He could be anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And did you hear in his bag he had Monopoly money?
I did hear that.
What the hell?
He's just trolling. Weird. He's trolling
Something
people.
Weird's going on.
Oh, I agree. It's very weird.
It's just not making a lot. Like, he's too, like, how is he not caught? How does nobody know who he is?
How's
like,
he such a mastermind?
It might be a mastermind.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, was somebody put him up to this? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he even from this country?
No idea.
How would I know anything about this
and
person?
And we won't know until they catch him. And they will catch him. Might take a little bit longer than we thought.
When?
I don't know. I mean,
now
they're
I
on it. He's the most wanted man in the country.
Now we have to place a wager on it.
He's the most wanted man in the country,
if he's European or from the Middle East or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they don't know who he is, and they have no fingerprints on him. They don't have any ID scans on him.
You might be right.
I will make a $2 wager that he is not caught by this time next week.
I'm not making that wager because since he's out of the city, they don't know where he is.
I'm the ultimate mush. Somebody should take the other side.
We don't need to know where he is. We need to know his name.
Yeah,
I know.
Didn't he have to use a credit card for the city bike?
Could have been stolen.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I guarantee he had a fake ID when he checked into the hostel.
He did. They said that.
Yeah. So he could have fake everything.
Maybe he paid with Monopoly money.
Right, maybe he did. Maybe the hostel said, anything.
If you hand over Monopoly money to anybody in 2024 and they can't ID it as fake currency, then what are we doing here?
He's buying Baltic Avenue.
But Matt, remember over the weekend... The report was...
Purple card, terrible.
The report was they were narrowing his identity down. They were coming close to identifying him. That was the report. And we didn't hear anything after that. I think that was on Saturday morning.
They need to blast his name out there.
Well, I think eventually they will.
They have to have his name.
Once they find out what his actual name is, I'm sure they will.
Eventually they will, yeah.
Maybe he fled to Vancouver to catch the final Taylor Swift Eras Tour appearance. Maybe that's where he went, Valdez. That's the next story on the EP. So Taylor Swift wraps up her Eras Tour in Vancouver. 2 years, almost 2 years of touring, 149 shows over five continents, grossed $2 billion. It wasn't JP basically saying, she's going to tour next year. What is he talking about?
Yeah, he did say that.
No, she's finishing the Eras Tour. She's going to take an extended break. She's going to go write a new catalog of hits and probably tour in 3 or 4 years and make $5 billion when she comes back and tours in like the late 2020s. I would assume made almost $2 billion on the Eras Tour. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good take home.
Wrapped up just in time to watch Travis.
To watch Travis's playoff run. Yeah. That's right. 12-1. She can go to the playoff games at Arrowhead. It's a pretty good life.
Get married on the field.
Well, we don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll see. The Golden Globe nominations are out. Here are your nominees for Best Motion Picture.
Okay. How many?
Jason, I want to see how many of these movies you've seen.
Okay.
The Brutalist. I know you haven't seen that.
Nope.
I don't even know who's in. I think Adrian Brody stars in The Brutalist. I couldn't tell
Sounds
you
intriguing.
One thing about it other than Adrian Brody is in it.
Let me look up The Brutalist.
Yeah, give me the plot synopsis.
I've never heard of The Brutalist, but The plot synopsis.
Yes. What's it about? What am I missing out on?
Well, this is part one. I guess there's a, I don't know how many there are, how many parts there are. Maybe there's just two. Hungarian Jewish architect Lazio Toth, forcibly separated from his wife Elizabeth and his niece in Budapest during World War II and having survived the Holocaust.
He manages
to emigrate to America. He travels to Philly, where his immigrant cousin and his American wife allow him to stay with them.
He loves Saquon.
He looks for jobs.
He loves what Saquon's done for the Eagles.
So it doesn't look too appetizing.
Big tush push guy. Yeah.
All right, Brutalist, no. Okay.
Brutalist is what my fantasy team did.
Yeah, that's correct. The next nominee is called A Complete Unknown. Again, don't know anything about that. I know Jason hasn't seen it.
That is correct.
The next movie, one of us has seen, and I believe it's one Matt Cahill.
The Complete Unknown is the Bob Dylan movie.
Okay, with Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet, who was giving expert picks on game day this weekend.
Yeah, I heard he had like good college football knowledge.
Apparently he's a big college football fan.
Big college football nerd. Good for him. Conclave on this list. This is the movie that Drab has seen.
He's Conclave.
Seen Conclave.
What's this list again?
This is Best Motion Picture Drama category at the Golden Globes.
You know, that might win. That was an incredible movie.
Ooh, who's in it?
Incredible's a bit of a stretch.
Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes.
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci's pretty good. Stanley Tucci, very creepy in the movie where he kills the girl, Susie Salmon. Lovely Bones. He's a big time creep in that movie.
So you liked Conclave?
I did, but I also like, you know, the inner workings of the Catholic Church. And
right.
Probably no one else knows.
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody else.
I'll take a pass on that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was good.
The next movie on this list, my youngest son really likes this series, and I just cannot get into it for the life of me.
Okay.
Dune Part 2. Another apparently Timothy Chalamet is just completely owning this category because he's in both A Complete Unknown and Dune Part 2.
All right. And I have not seen that.
The next movie is Nickel Boys. Again, I don't know anything about that.
Nickelback? You sure it's not Nickelback?
It's not about a Canadian rock band. I'd be much more likely to see that than I would Nickel Boys.
Nickel Boys. Historical drama based on the 2019 novel The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead.
I'm going to give that would give that an X.
Yeah, it doesn't look too appetizing.
And the final in both Best Motion Picture Drama is September 5th. I don't know what that is. So I have very little to no interest in all of those dramatic movies. Maybe The Conclave definitely lasted like 20 minutes with Dune Part 2, turned it off. Just not my thing.
I think your girl Nikki Glaser is hosting the Golden Globes.
Oh, she is?
I think so.
Yeah, she is. That's correct. You're probably going to get a little raunchy, roast some people. It's kind of
very
thing.
Raunchy.
Yeah, she does do that bit. All right, at the box office this weekend, Moana 2 cruises to another record weekend. It's made now $600 million globally.
Moana 2?
Moana 2. Animated fare from Disney.
Okay, I'm out.
Second place at the box office, occupied by Wicked. That added another $35 million. That's its domestic total now is at $320 million over 3 weeks.
They're just killing it. There's a Wicked 2 coming out, right? Isn't the second part of it coming out?
I think you're correct, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think there's a second part coming out. I don't know. I guess maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next summer.
Gladiator followed in third with $12.5 million.
Not worth seeing, Matt? Gladiator 2?
I liked it.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's pretty good. You'd give it a pretty good.
Yeah. Very violent.
Well, I'll take that.
I did hear it's much more violent than Gladiator.
Right.
But it's basically the same movie.
Same, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel's silly in it.
Well, I mean, Denzel might be the push that you need to go see it. If he's that good, like...
He's really good?
Yeah.
He's very good. He steals the movie.
Final story on the EP today. Former Junk's guest. This is from TMZ. Bill Romanowski. I'm feeling great in spite of... How many documented concussions?
Documented?
Jason, documented concussions. Bill Romanowski told TMZ Sports, despite the repeated head trauma he suffered during his NFL career, he's still feeling great although he admits he has to work at it daily. He played linebacker for four different teams from 1988 to 2003, and he revealed to TMZ he ended up with this many documented concussions in that time frame.
It's got to be triple digits.
No, not
it's not?
Triple digits?
He's definitely had over 100 concussions in his career. Well,
he says he's had 20 documented concussions.
Oh, well, he's forgotten about 80 of them.
I mean, if he's had 100 documented concussions, I don't see how you could
still
be... Hold
on, you think Bill Romanowski's only had 20 concussions in his career?
I mean, doesn't 20 that are documented sound like a lot? I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah, but when they were back then when he was playing, they probably got him on every play, and they just kept playing.
I saw the 20 number, and I thought that was high, and then you just re-raised me with triple digits.
I guarantee you he's maybe not documented, but right. He's had more than 20 concussions.
And look, he's still, you know...
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can carry on a conversation. He's lucid, so good for him. But it sounds like it's a daily struggle. He takes, quote, a million supplements every day. Just a little bit less than EB takes. And it's not helping his teeth because he's undergoing a root canal now.
Tell Bill to chew on some garlic.
Yeah.
he played for 15, 16 years?
Yeah, he played from 88 to 2003.
Right, and you're going to tell me he only had one per year? Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
you got to use your brain on
that one.
I don't
know whether I believe that guy or not.
And he doesn't have much of a brain yet.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Caps on a heater here on The Fan.